Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8 o'clock hour here on your home of America's team, and you're going to be reminded of that yet again tonight with round one of the NFL draft coverage on DFW Sports Station. Our squad is going to be set up inside the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, my favorite Saturday activity, and really Friday. I just cancel out Friday night activities. The wife knows it. Just turn on 105 to the Fan with the app, DallasCowboys.com, and watch all the homework payoff because yeah, you can watch the national draft coverage, and look, I'm not being a homer. There's plenty of things where I'm not listening to the local points of view on things. I'm watching every single Mavs game on national TV. But when it comes to the draft, like, everything gets touched on from a Cowboys angle. So when the Cowboys are 10 picks out, five picks out, it's like, okay, let's look at the board. Let's see how it narrows down. That's what I love about the draft coverage, and Zach Wolchuk is leading it this year as a member of the G-Bag Nation. Was yesterday first day back at work?
Yeah, yesterday was the first day back for paternity leave.
How did fatherhood affect draft prep?
Ooh, it affected a lot. I did not get to my 200 players that I was trying to get to. I hit about 170.
Okay.
Brian picked up some of the heavy load there with 215. So he went a little bit more. But, you know, I guess hosting it this year, maybe I can go ahead and just be like, hey, what do you have on this guy?
Yeah, my job's a pass, man.
If I don't have him, you know, try and be the quarterback there. But overall, it did. It cut into some of the film watching a little bit.
Aisha's got it, though. Like, she did a lot. Brian's done a lot. So, like, we got it covered.
You know, Aisha's pulling out the paper. Like, she's still writing everything out. I don't know how she's able to find guys so fast.
That's what RJ does. RJ writes down a lot of things.
Big writer.
Big writer. Yeah.
Big writer. Love writing things.
Any new girl dad advice for me? I know wipe a certain way, I was told by my brother.
That's something that you got to get into all the crevices there. You know, I agree. Yeah, I've been yelled at a few times. Like, you need to make sure you go over and wipe more properly there.
Yeah.
Because it's an unknown world for us.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing there.
Yeah, because I'm just used to wiping a boy.
Right.
Yep. You got to go the other way because it can cause, like, infections and other things. Yeah.
I think you wipe downwards.
Yeah.
Downwards.
This is why I had boys.
Yeah.
I tried. I don't think
unable to produce a male
I've got the genes.
But she's healthy, all good?
She's fantastic, man. She really, really is.
All right, what would you like for them to do? What's your preference for the Cowboys tonight?
I am all about Graham Barton out of Duke, the offensive tackle who is, I learned the phrase, he's a piano player, can play up and down the line of scrimmage.
Oh.
But he's going to be a center at the next level. But I love Graham Barton. Like, when
what's the middle key on a piano?
The middle key?
Yeah, that's what Graham Barton would be.
The 24th one.
Is it?
I don't know. How many are there? How many keys are there?
There's 48.
Do you know
48.
Peyton?
Just totally guessing.
No idea.
Okay, then why'd you buzz it?
What do you mean the middle? Like, what, eight? Like,
just,
the
you know,
notes?
It was a funny, I was trying to.
I never played music. I never played music.
Oh, no, there's 88 keys.
88
not even
keys,
close.
So 44.
So he's wrong.
Okay, yep, buzz him again.
Yeah, but, yeah. All
right. Back to you, Zach.
Yeah, Graham Barton's my guy. Now, the problem is I don't know that he's going to make it to 24. So
I've never heard so much talk about freaking centers in my entire life.
It's
and
crazy.
Now he's not even going to make it down
players
to 24.
Right? Players from Duke.
Yeah, bizarre. But he's extremely intelligent because he went to Duke, so you know he's smart.
Typecast.
You know he's smart. But but here's the thing. When you watch the Cowboys' run game last year, were they getting any type of movement in the running game?
No,
not at all. Right? They were getting beat up at the line of scrimmage. Graham Barton is nasty. Like, this dude wants to flatten you. He wants to let you know about it. He's a finisher. He's tough. He's mean. I think he projects much better moving inside at the next level than he does playing tackle. But the position versatility, you know, the Cowboys like. I love his pad level. He's been my guy since the first week we started watching players back in December. I looked at him. I was like, this team needs some attitude. They need some aggressiveness. Graham Barton plays with all of that. And quite frankly, I don't think the Cowboys' offensive line has been the same since they lost Travis Frederick. And I think when you look at the final four teams in the conference championships. Three out of the four had dominant center plays. The one that didn't was the 49ers. And they've got maybe the best offensive mind in the sport who's able to kind of maneuver and navigate past that. So I'm all about Grant Barton. I'm going to be praying and navigating all the minefields tonight that he makes it to 24.
Who else would you like to see?
I think Troy Fautanu, the offensive tackle from Washington, would also be an awesome selection. When I first saw him, I think body type, he projects inside to guard. But he's definitely athletic enough to play tackle. And then the other name that we keep hearing, and I don't love it. I mean, I like it as a trade-back scenario. Maybe you pick up some extra picks. But Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma, has been the name that seems to be projected most in these mocks. And I think that's if you get a wipeout scenario, maybe Guyton ends up being the guy. Certainly, he's played on both sides, left and right tackle. He's got the size, the long arms. And if the Cowboys value a tackle in the first round, they say he's our guy, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I didn't know that Tyler Smith was going to be as dominant as he was. I didn't have him as a first-round player. He's come in and been an absolute badass. And that allows you to keep Tyler then a guard.
So that's kind of the name that you're cooler on, where you're like, I don't love that.
I don't love it, but I can buy in on it.
RJ asked, in the scenario, there's no lineman.
Okay.
All right, there's no lineman to pick. What's your next position and who?
And there's no lineman to pick, and you don't have a CeeDee Lamb scenario where, like, okay, Rome Odunze fell. Because if he fell, it's like, okay, maybe you can do that, but there's no scenario like that.
I think that corner would certainly be a position that I'd look at. I think that corner's pretty deep.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It depends on who is there, obviously. I think TJ Tampa is a name at Iowa State that I like a lot that's starting to generate some bottom of the first round option. If they move back, I think Edgerrin Cooper out of Texas A&M, the linebacker, ends up being a name that would intrigue me there. I don't love him at 24. I think that's a little bit high. But if you move back, it's a position of need. He also had 10 sacks last year. He's a guy that's really, really good when it comes to rushing the passer. He's kind of got an innate feel for it. But you talk about speed. Projecting him next to Overshown for the next handful of years, you might have the fastest linebacking duo in all of the National Football League with those two.
So these linebackers, right, because linebacker has kind of been, you know, thrown in there behind running back and safety. Stay away from those positions in terms of value. This crop of linebackers, today's college linebackers, do what? What are they being asked to do with the skill set? How many are like the old school type versus what today's NFL calls for?
Yeah, it's weird because this year's class, you've got a bunch of different sizes with them. Some of them are short and stocky. Some of them are tall, but then super skinny. And then you've got guys that all have injury concerns. Like, the best linebacker in this draft is, I think, the old school Luke Kuechly mold in Peyton Wilson. But the problem is the dude might not have a couple of ACLs.
He's this has brought us his favorite with 14 surgeries.
He's incredible. Right, 14 surgeries. So it's like,
13,
I think some teams 13. Might not even have him on their draft board. I don't know what the Cowboys are going to evaluate him as, if he's even an option. But to me, he's got the wrestling background. He can cover. He's sideline to sideline. He's a thumper. But then you've got some of the guys like Junior Colson out of Michigan, 6'3", 247, started as a true freshman. He's got speed, quickness, instincts. I think that's the biggest thing, though, for the Cowboys when you're evaluating linebacker play. You got to get some guys with instincts. Like, you can be a freak athlete if you don't understand what's happening in front of you, which I think we've seen. Like, they're trying to play Marquise Bell from safety to linebacker. Marquise Bell, bless his heart out there, he doesn't know what he's looking at sometimes from the linebacker position. So I think instincts is something that you're looking at here. Maybe a Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I'd wait on linebacker personally. I'm going third round. Give me Trayvon Wallace, the linebacker from Kentucky. I love that dude. He's got the athleticism. He's got that combination of being able to drop back and cover but also stop the run. I think you're looking at guys now that you want the blend of both. You can't be able to just be a two-down player in the NFL anymore. You've got to be able to flip your hips and run.
You said there that you're okay with Guyton, but you're a little cool on it. What is, like, the nightmare scenario? What for you do you go, like, man, that is just, I am not thrilled about that. That's reasonable, obviously, because I don't think they're going to say, we're taking Cedric Gray, third-round linebacker out of North Carolina, pick 24. But what is the pick that you'd be a little like, Oh, damn, I don't know about that one.
We say this, and then, like, if it ends up happening, it's going to stink.
Yeah, I think last year I said Mozzie Smith.
Now I'm sitting here like, oh, God, he's a Cowboy, and we're interviewing him, and I just said at 8 a.m. on Sean and RJ, I don't like this guy. But it's Patrick Paul, the offensive tackle from Houston. Like, I don't see it with this guy. He's massive.
First names, I don't care for that either.
Right? I mean, come on. Long arms, but he's got two big braces on the knees that he plays with. I think he can get overpowered, plays a little high. He's not consistent in terms of getting out of his stance, firing off the ball. You know, I think he's a better run blocker than he is a pass blocker. He can adjust on the fly, but to me, his size is really the only attribute I'm looking at and saying, okay, I can see it with this guy. Because he's very, very difficult to get around, but he needs to improve in a lot of areas. I think he's very, very raw, but to me, that kind of, it's a similar breakdown to what Tyler Smith was comped to coming out. Like, there's traits here, but the guy's not ready. So is Mike Solari looking at Patrick Paul out of Houston and thinking, gosh, give me that guy. Yeah. I can mold him into something special. I am not a fan. The other option would be if they move back and take Jonathan Brooks. I don't want a first-round running back.
Yeah.
And I'm not – I think that's way too high. I think that this is a – it's not an elite, but it's a deep running back group. If you want to take Jonathan Brooks at 56, fine. I'd wait on running back until maybe you can get an extra fourth-round pick if you move back and take one there.
I want the running back.
You do?
Yeah, because I got 35-1 odds that they're going to take a running back in the first round.
Dude, you might if they move back, Jonathan Brooks might end up being the pick.
Oh, baby!
I think they do Jonathan
Brooks.
Let's do
it. Because this is a complete deviation from the Cowboys' norm. They're all reports are they are zoning in on a specific position. Like, they're going to wind up with the sixth, seventh, or eighth graded player at the tackle or O-line position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's something this team has not done. Now, I don't like, I mean, these grades are arbitrary, right?
Right.
But, like, is that, are we all cool? Like, with them zoning in?
And that's a great question of getting the seventh lineman versus the second. In another category, it speaks to what you asked about, did they force themselves in to need over BPA?
Well, and the idea when you asked earlier, like, what's it with all this, like, demand over Grant Barton? It's because Barton is, that would, if you got Barton to you, you are getting, in all likelihood, the top center in the class. And so that's the thing, is that anybody who needs a center in the 23 picks ahead of you that says, like, we really need to address this, is a threat to take Grant Barton. But because it's a position that doesn't get taken frequently in the first round, it's set up for you to where you might be able to get the top graded guy at that position, and it's arguably your most dire need.
How do you feel about the center value?
Oh, fine, cool.
You're okay with that?
O-line's good. I think O-line in general is a really good. I have no problem
with you.
Now, it's boring.
It is.
You know, like, fans want guys they can draft on their fantasy team in the first round. It's boring, but
you want the sex appeal.
Yeah, but center's a very valuable offensive line. But I think it's one of the most underrated value positions.
Let's do this then. This might be a dumb question. I doubt it because I'm asking it.
There are no dumb questions.
There are plenty.
There are plenty. That's like I tell my wife all the time. No, not all feelings are valid. Dumb ones are not valid. Rank. Line, I say that to her about other people.
Yeah.
Rank the importance of the five offensive line positions in order in your mind in today's NFL.
Left tackle, center.
Ooh.
Left guard.
Whoa.
Right tackle, right guard.
Wow. Why left guard over right tackle?
To me, I just think the I'd like to have an elite side.
Mm.
You know, I'd like to just go ahead and make sure, okay, I know I'm dominant on the left or at least the right side.
Okay.
So if I have a play in a situation in a game where it's like I need to go and get a yard here, that's the side. Fourth and one, game's on the line, we're running here.
I love that.
And
that
I assume whoever drafts Penix, their right tackles, their most
right,
important.
And that would matter, right? Is your quarterback a right or left-handed player? 100%. Right, you would flip that in that scenario.
Let's line up calls for Zach. You haven't been able to squeeze them into the G-Bag Nation. You can do it on the morning show. Zach Wolchuk, host of tonight's NFL Draft, in studio. Ask away or text away at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Your questions for the Willy Bully with the draft tonight are next on Sean and RJ.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.